On today's show, Honda revives the Insight Hybrid yet again. Jeep gives the Cherokee a new face, but will it improve sales? And we identify yet another major styling trend in the industry. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily, the show dedicated to enthusiasts of the automotive industry. The styling of the Jeep Cherokee was controversial ever since the current version came out. Moreover, sales of the Cherokee are down 18% in the American market this year, so Jeep knew it needed to refresh the styling. They got rid of that squinty-eyed look on the front end and went with more normal-looking headlamps. In the rear, the taillights are taller, and the license plate holder was moved from the bumper up to the tailgate. A pseudo-skid plate was added to the lower fascia to help break up the mass of the dead space in the rear end. Inside, they don't seem to have changed much of anything. This refresh is fairly modest. But in the auto industry, fresh design is what brings new customers into the showrooms. We'll have more details on the refreshed Cherokee after it's officially unveiled at the Detroit Auto Show. Well, General Motors is putting its money where its mouth is. It says it wants to boost shareholder value, and it's spending billions to get there. From 2012 to 2015, the company spent $25 billion to buy back shares, representing 90% of its cash flow. This year alone, GM will spend $7 billion in buybacks and dividends. Since the end of 2012, GM stock is up 55%. So far this year, it's up 18%. If GM stock catches fire and management decides it no longer has to goose the price of share with buybacks, General Motors is going to have a war chest to spend on whatever it wants, and that could rock the industry. Hey, don't forget to join us for Autoline After Hours this Thursday afternoon for our annual Presence and Cole show. And a quick programming note here. Autoline Daily and After Hours will be off the air next week, and we will not be back until January 3rd. Well, you've got to hand it to Honda. The company never gives up. It's going to bring out yet another version of the Insight Hybrid car, and that's coming up next.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, advanced materials that deliver better results. And by Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems.
Last month, Ford revealed that it's testing exoskeleton technology at two of its plants in the U.S. The device makes it easier for a worker to lift objects while reducing stress on the body. And now Audi is testing similar technology at two of its plants in Germany. The company says it helps reduce back strain by 20 to 30%, and its goal is to use the device at all of its plants worldwide. And when you see two different automakers trying out something like this in different parts of the world, chances are it's going to catch on in the industry. The first Honda Insight came out in 1999, the second in 2009. Neither one did very well in the marketplace, but Honda never gives up. It's going to intro yet another hybrid called the Insight to help the company reach its goal that two-thirds of its global sales are electrified vehicles. The car officially debuts at the Detroit Auto Show, and as you can see, it has more mainstream styling, very similar to the new Accord. And the interior also has a more modern look. The all-new Insight can seat five passengers and will slot above the Civic. It's equipped with a two-motor hybrid, which Honda says will offer fuel economy comparable to other compact hybrids. The new Insight will be built at Honda's plant in Indiana alongside the Civic and CR-V, and it will go on sale next summer. Coming up next, we'll take a look at one of the most common styling trends in the industry.
Lear Kinexus is the new application suite in vehicle connectivity designed to deliver over-the-air software updates and more from Lear Corporation's e-systems, leaders in power and data management.
Whether it's on television, online, or through social media, Autoline knows how to effectively get your marketing message to the people you want to reach. Contact Stacy Eamon today.
Recently, we've been talking about air curtains as a popular design element, but there's a few other trends we're starting to see. The first is a two-tone paint job where the roof is always painted black. Chris Piscatelli, exterior manager of the Jeep studio, tells Autoline, It's all about visually bringing the eye level down, which is going to make the vehicle seem less bulky. In the case of the new Compass, a chrome strip that starts at the bottom of the A-pillar and runs around the entire vehicle aids in visually separating the body from the roof. This tends to put the Sport back in sport utility. The other element, what we're affectionately calling the shark fin, commonly accompanies the two-tone paint job. It too is all about sportiness. Piscatelli points to how the lines of the Compass push forward while the back of the shark fin quickly slopes down. So as you're looking at the vehicle from the rear doors forward, it has a forward rake. But as you get to the bulkier rear end, the slope of the fin helps your eye fall off the vehicle. With sports cars, I always hear designers talk about how they want to make the vehicle look like a cat ready to pounce. Well, this is like that, but with a utility vehicle. Piscatelli also says the size of the shark fin on the Compass helps to anchor the body to the vehicle, so it doesn't look like it's just flapping in the wind. Automotive designers are masters at making our eyes see what they want us to see, even if it isn't immediately apparent to us until they point it out. But that brings us to the end of today's report. Thanks for watching, and please join us again tomorrow.